You're listening to Adopter Stories on the Adoption and Fostering Podcast. In this episode, Anne shares her story of adopting with her husband.
Why did we come to adoption? On the surface, it was definitely infertility, but really that is just on the surface, because I think it goes back a lot further than that. Back in about 2000, I'm a teacher. I've been a teacher for plenty of years. I'm not going to go into how long. And back in 2000, I took a career break and had 2 years in Romania working with a charity, a really small charity who run a children's home, and went out there just kind of like just not really knowing what to expect, and was just totally blown away. Worked with a bunch of kids and young people with significant trauma and attachment difficulties, alongside learning some significant Romanian, I learned massive amount of stuff about kids and trauma, and just changed my life completely, totally changed my life. So then came back from that, got a job in just like a little London primary school, and just was in a bit of a stupor for a while. I was just like, I just don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing here? This is just like, had these little kids sitting on the carpet all doing this old, and I'd come from sitting on the roof of a children's home kid who's like sibling led to this like little 5-year-old kind of doing as they were told. So I knew that I kind of, my career was going in a different direction, and at that point I just kind of in my head I was always like, I think I'm probably going to do something like fostering or adoption. That's kind of where it sparked. But for me, it was never really ever going to be an option doing it on my own. And I'm just like, got great admiration. You know, I'm in the world of Twitter now, and I've got great admiration for all the single adopters out there. Amazing. But that was never going to be for me. So it kind of just like festered. And it festered for quite a long time, and I was always kind of very drawn to. I got more jobs. I worked for the Nurture Group Network in London, and I worked in Tottenham and Tower Hamlets, and ran a Nurture Group, and was just like just drawn to the vulnerable, like looked after children, and just kind of that was where I went. I did lots of training, and then in 2010. I met my now husband. That was kind of a bit of a whirlwind. We met older, so I was 40 when we got engaged, and obviously we wanted a family, but we were both quite realistic about coming at it older, and tried for a bit, went down the whole route of, oh, it's not happening, went for tests, and sort of test, you know, long story short, tests and stuff lead to IVF, and we kind of explored the process and started the process. And if I'm perfectly honest, I was never really comfortable with it. It didn't quite sit right with me, but for one, like just the whole physical side of it just kind of filled me with horror, just like, you know, injections and all this business. And there was no way that I really wanted to do it. But we went down the route because this is what we wanted to do. And we sort of, at the same time, I was working in my now job, because we moved from London. I was in London, and we moved up to Leicestershire, and then we moved around the Midlands a bit more. And then I ended up working for the local authority, sort of with Looked After Children. So my job now is with Looked After Children. And this particular week, we were going for the make or break IVF meeting. And that same week, there was an adoption open evening at my work. So I was like, so my husband, oh, you know, why don't we just go along? And we'd kind of, you know, I didn't just kind of spring it on him. We had conversations about it along the line, but we sort of, we decided, yeah, we'd go along and have a thing. And that was the day before we were going for the what's going on with the IVF. So we go to the appointment for the IVF, and basically we're told there was kind of low to zero chance of IVF really being effective. And I just recall really we sat in this hospital cafe, and I just like burst into tears, and my husband was just like, oh no, I've got to do that. I'm like, how do I cope with this? We're in the middle of this cafe and you're crying, and what's going on? And I said, to be fair, I said, I'm just so relieved. I'm so relieved that I don't have to go through that. And we both just looked at each other, and we were like, it's not the end of the road. Then we'll adopt, because this is it. It was the night before, we'd been to the meeting, it had all been really positive. And we both just knew that was kind of, for us, it was kind of, you know, call it a sign, whatever you want to call it. That's where we sort of came to. And then a year later, we had 15-month-old little girl in our family. So that's kind of how it came about, and why as well.
The process for us was not the best. In the words of my husband, it was definitely a textbook of how not to do it. Communication was infuriating, and the incompetency of people was quite poor. But having said that, we had quite a quick process, and we were given a profile of our daughter the day before we went to approval panel. So it all happened very quickly, and I think we kind of just look on the process as just this tiny little drop in the whole process of adoption itself. So it didn't help that I do training and know a lot about the stuff before we started the process. So I was quite a critical attendee on everything. But equally, my husband didn't know anything and didn't feel he gained anything in the process. So that was a process for us. But it had an amazing result, so we kind of don't really think about it now. How have we found being adoptive parents? Well, there's two massive extremes of the hard and the good. Adoption has just been amazing for us. This just amazing little ball of fire and comedy and smartness and whatever else you want to describe it, arrived into our family. And it was the most miraculous thing, because she just fits like a glove, and it's like she never hasn't been here. She's just got this little brave kind of, I can't even describe it. She's just a special thing that's just transformed us. But that sits with this whole intense way our lives have transformed. We are now second guessing everything we do. We're analysing every little conversation and behaviour and routine and plan that we have. We are constantly having to plan ahead, and I think we never could have prepared for the inconsistency and unpredictability of her behaviour. we go through little periods of time in our family where she is in what we call a trauma tunnel. And it can last for weeks, it can last months, it could be a couple of days. And it's intense. But when she's not in that, she's just well-functioning, bright, clever, funny, pops off to school, comes back, life's hunky-dory. And the sort of seesaw between that is intense. So that's kind of that bit. I think we never prepared ourselves for our families not getting it, because beforehand we kind of thought they did. They went on the adoption kind of family and friends training day, they read the books, we told them everything. They just don't get it. And that's hard. And I think we never, the same with friends, I think, but we also couldn't have prepared for the amazing new circles of friends we've got and how our lives have changed in that way. So we are surrounded by amazing people who have taught us so much and who just bring sort of a richness to our lives that we've never ever had before. And I think that's kind of what sharing adoption does in terms of being fellow adoptive parents. I think we, my husband would say, you could never imagine how effective she could be at pushing our buttons. And she has learnt it to a T, and she's still only four. And she knows every button to press, and she pushes them regularly. But she's teaching us loads as well, and we just... Even tonight, we've tried a new bedtime routine, and she's fast asleep at 7 o'clock. Miraculous, but it won't work tomorrow because that's how it is. But yeah, she's amazing, and she, yeah, she's brought this kind of seesaw thing to our lives that it's hard to explain. And I talk to people about trauma all day long, and it's just brought a new realness to that. I can just talk from the rawness of it, whereas it was all, I thought it was quite good before, but you know, now I'm like, actually I have no idea what I'm talking about. No idea whatsoever, and but it does bring a new credibility. And where I know nothing, at least I'm living it every day. And she just faces stuff with bravery and personality. That's the only way I can say it. That's not rude. And she's. Yeah, she's just amazing. She's just the best bit of it. There's two bits to would we do it again. I think if you're talking about our daughter, then would we go through all that again, knowing the difficulties, in a heartbeat. Do not regret a minute of it, and wouldn't change a minute of it. Would we do it again in terms of another child? Probably not, but that's not necessarily because of adoption. It's just because of the age we are. And, yeah, it just can't be. It's exhausting. I don't know about for those females out there, but I'm also in that horrible, like, menopause time of life, so I don't think we could. But, you know, I'm passionate about the adoption process, and I've learnt a lot about all the different facets of adoption and what it brings and the difficulties and how much things need to change, how much we need to educate people before they're going into it, and how much we need to explore a lot more about contact with birth families, and just how poorly prepared people are. I think I knew a lot. My husband knew nothing. But if I knew nothing, I would have come through the process knowing nothing. in sort of looking back at it. And I felt that knowing some of the stuff that I know, it wouldn't have put us off. It would have just prepared us. And that worries me quite a lot. I'm still passionate about it, and but I wouldn't do it again. I work with looked after children, and I spend so much time with kids who do not have any sense of permanency at all. That's what I do all day long. And how desperate they are for that. Now, whether that for them is long-term fostering or adoption, that's a whole other story. But if that decision is the right one, they just want to not have all those changes. So it's that element of it that I think I'm kind of is what I'm most passionate about, is just like stop this just instability for kids and give them something. Where that sits is still a little bit flexible for me. And I think it's very specific to the child. It drives me to insanity, the stuff the kids who have to go through.